Yeah, our Savior is wonderful. And I remember the moment I got saved. I was looking in my mother's Bible with her. She was pointing it out to me, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. And I asked her, well, what's faith? And she said, that's believing God will do what he said he'll do. And I said, well, what did he say he would do? And she said, he would save you if you believe him. Well, faith is the word there in that verse. And so I trusted what the Bible said. And that by that, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, baptized me into the one body of Christ. And each of you, too, have been through an experience like that, I hope. But I've been to meetings in my 40s or 50s. I'd walk in, and there's a totally different spirit there than the spirit that baptized me into the body of Christ. You can just tell it the moment you walk in. So beware. You know, the Bible does say things will get worse and worse, and there will be those that resist it, that get better, you know, that get closer we're not going to be sinless in this world, not sinless perfection, but we get more and more like lights shining in the darkness. And, you know, I was going to say, I'm looking for the word. Deny is not the word, but don't downplay the shining of the light in the world today. And being beacons, that's a good word. Established in the faith. And that's, if you recall, 1 Corinthians, let me post it so you're listening to the scripture, not the mic. 14:26. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation. Remember, this is written to those in the dispensation of the gospel, not our dispensation of the grace of God. They both believe the same gospel message to the same body of Christ. But he says, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Here's the point. Let all things be done unto edifying. If those things don't edify anymore, you don't do them. But the point is, what does edify? And 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. Is it 13? 13, I think. Hold up, something just popped up in front of me here. 13. Is it going to let me post? There we go. What edifies us? For this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God. It effectually works in you that believe. It's the word of God that works in you. It's what edifies us. So that's why we keep going to these lessons from the Bible. The Bible lessons about various portions of the scripture. And if anyone here has not yet trusted Christ as your Savior to save you from the penalty of all your sins, from the condemnation being born into a sinful race ever since Adam. Let me post a couple verses here. These are the verses I mentioned yesterday that affected me, and that along with my mother's words when I was 8 asking about this, this is what I trusted. I trusted Christ to have died for my sins. Why? by this is God speaking, God's word. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not of works. It's not any part of works. You can't add to what God did. You can only subtract from it with your insufficient works. So, faith in what? Faith that Christ died for our sins. Christ will save us. By grace you are saved through faith. How do we know what to trust that he will save us? Because he told us that's what he died for. He's right from the beginning. If you look when he came to Israel, Matthew 1:21, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Well, at the time that prophecy was made, and at the time in Matthew when it was quoted, his people was Israel. But now his people are those that believe this gospel, that Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose the third day. So he died. The penalty for our sins is death, and he died that death. And if you doubt it, you're not there yet. If you believe it, you are saved at that moment, and from then on, you're sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. God himself